This is De Bello Gallico, Book 5, Chapter 33. So, tum de mum titurius. So, then finally, titurius, this is Sabinus. Qui nihil ante proidisset, who had foreseen nothing beforehand. Now, you're going to have several infinitives here. These are just the historical infinitives. You can translate as the past tense. So, trepidare, he began to tremble. Et concursare, and to run around. Cohortes quae disponere, and to arrange the cohorts. Haec tamen, ipse timide, these things, however, fearfully or timidly. Atque ut, and with the result that omnia viderentur, all things seemed, eum deficere, to fail him, to go wrong for him. Quod plerumque, which very often, consuevit eius, it's been accustomed to eius accidere, to happen to those, qui in ipso negotio, who in the business itself, cohuntur, are forced, are compelled, consilium capere, to make a plan. So when you're right in the middle of it, when you're flying by the seat of your pants, it's hard to come up with a good plan. It just seems like everything falls apart. Ad cota, qui cogitasset, but cota, who had thought, haec posse accidere in itinere, that these things could happen on the journey. Atque ob eam causam, and for this reason, non fuisset, had not been, auctor perfectionis, the instigator of the departure, an advisor of the departure, promoter of the departure, deerant, was lacking, nulla in re, and no matter, commune saluti, for the common safety, et in appellandis, cohortandis quae militibus, and in calling and encouraging the soldiers, praestabat, he was displaying, he was fulfilling, officia, the duties, imperatoris, of a general, et in pugna, and in the battle, militis officia, he was fulfilling the duties of a soldier. Cum propter longitudinem agmenis, when or since, I think it should be a causal here, since on account of the length of the column, they, possent, they could, obere, minus facile, less easily perform, omnia per se, all things by themselves, et providere, and less easily provide, quid facendum esset, which must be done, quoque loco, in each place. Userent pronuntiare, they ordered to announce that, ut, relinquerit impedimenta, that they abandon their luggage, atque in orbem consisterent, and settle themselves, form themselves into a circle. Quod consilium, which plan? Etsi in eius modi casu, although in a disaster of this kind, reprehendendum, non est, is not to be condemned, tamen, however, nevertheless, incommode accidit, it turns out it happens inconveniently. Nam, for, et minuit spem, it both diminishes hope, nostris militibus, for our soldier, et fecit, and it made, hostes, the enemy, alacriores, more eager ad pugnam, for the battle. Quod, because, non sine sumo timore, because not without the greatest fear, et desperatione, and despair, videbatur, did it seem, id factum, that this was done. So, you know, this is not a normal arrangement, and it just seemed very desperate to them. Praeterea, moreover, accidit, it happens. Quod fieri nec esse est, which was bound to happen, ut, let's see, vulgo, that commonly, Milite, soldiers, ob signis discederent, were departing from their standards. Quae quisque eorum carissima haberit, and what things each was holding most dear. Ob impedimentis pedere, atque rivere properaret. He was hastening, properaret, to seek and to grab from the baggage. Let's see, omnia, all, meaning kind of all places, all parts. Complerentur were being filled, clamoriat flectu, with shouting and weeping. All right, so I'm going to do the whole translation again and ask you to think about a couple of things. So then finally, Sabinus, who had foreseen nothing beforehand, began to tremble and run around and arrange the cohorts, these things themselves, however, timidly, and with the result that all things seemed to fail him, which very often has been accustomed to happen to those who, in the business itself, are forced to make a plan. But Cotta, who had thought these things could happen on the journey, and for this reason had not been a promoter of this departure, was lacking in no matter for the common safety. And in calling and encouraging the soldiers, he was fulfilling a general's duty. And in the battle, a soldier's duty. Duties. When, on account of the length of the column, they just mean Sabinus and Cotta, could less easily perform everything by themselves and provide what must be done in each place. They ordered to give the command or to announce that they abandon their luggage and settle into a circle, which plan, although in a disaster of this kind is not to be condemned, nevertheless turns out inconveniently, for it both diminishes hope for our soldiers and it made the enemy more eager for the battle, because not without the greatest fear and despair did it seem that this was done. Moreover, it happens, which was bound to happen, that commonly soldiers were departing from their standards, and what things each of them was holding most dear, he was hastening to seek and to grab from the baggage, and all parts were being filled with shouting and weeping. Okay, so hopefully you noticed as you're translating that Caesar is mixing presents, these are historical presents, with past tense verbs in the same sentence, and it's really directing our focus on what was happening. So we're going to talk about this, but think about, how do you think the historical presents contribute to a sense of immediacy and to a sense of what always happens in these situations? Also, Caesar's portraying kind of a lack of discipline here. How does he portray that? And how effective is Caesar's comparison between Sabinus and Cotta's leadership? You know, obviously, Caesar thinks that the one is a much better leader, but does he bring that across as fervently as I think he really feels? All right, so that is all of Book 5, Chapter 33.